Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your boy, C-Dot, man. I just want to talk about a couple of things today. I want to talk about LeBron James going to L.A. I want to talk about Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto. Well, let's get to it. So let's get to LeBron James going to Los Angeles. I think this is a great move for him. I think this is a great move for him to be around younger guys and not broken down stars. Always seemed like LeBron James, he's so conditioned, and he had great luck not getting hurt, but it always seemed like he always been around people who's been hurt in his prime years. Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love. It just always seemed like everybody gets hurt that he needs. And people always say 3-6 record and stuff like that, which is understandable, but you have to really break it down in context. Like, if you ever notice, anytime you get a star that matches up with his intensity and his points, they win. The first time he went to the championship, when he got swept, he didn't really have nobody. The second time he went, I think that was his fault. He could have done better. And the third time that he went, I mean, Dwayne Wade played great, and then they won. Second year, same thing. And then the fifth time that he went, when he got blew out by the Spurs really bad, when it was I guess they turned the AC off for LeBron, because that's how great he is, that Dwayne Wade was just not healthy. He was gimpy, you know what I'm saying? Then he goes back to Cleveland. Kyrie gets hurt knee when he was in the finals, but he was kind of hurt throughout the playoffs. You got Kevin Love. I mean, he gets hurt the first series. And you go to the finals, you got to pretty much play the Golden State Warriors by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Almost average 40 points a game, man. I mean, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? He's so great that even if you guard him and hold him close to 40, around 40, you get MVP. That's crazy. That's how great he is. And that's how much attention that he had put on you. The second year, Kyrie matched his intensity, and they won. And that was one of the greatest teams and one of the greatest upsets. Third year, I mean, Kyrie played good, great, but not like LeBron. He averaged a triple-double, you know. So now he's in L.A., man. I just think this is good to be with younger players, not broken-down players. I think they're going to play fast. I think he's going to raise people's game. I think Ingram is going to be the breakout star. I don't know why people's not talking about Ingram, but if I think LeBron James puts him under his wing, teach him how to work, teach him how to lift weights and gain some weight and bring him the knowledge of the game, I think he's going to be the third star. It's like 6'8", 6'10". They say he's about LeBron's height. When I see him, maybe a little bit taller. I mean, I think he has star written all over him. I think he got a pretty good shot, but he's going to get wide open shots. And somebody's going to know his game better than him and put him in a position to win. Because sometimes you got to think about it about basketball, man. It's not how many shots you take of that nature. It's all about confidence. You know, if somebody gives you confidence, easy baskets, shots, put you in a position to kind of learn from them, especially from a great player, I think that will help you raise your game to show you what you got to put in to be at this level consistently. Because Brandon Ingram had, and I'm not a Laker fan at all, I'm a LeBron James fan, but Ingram had good games and then he had subpar games. And see, that's where the good versus great and average versus good. It's just consistency. And I think that's going to help him out. And I think they will get better on defense. I think Lonzo Ball, I think he was going to be very good for like the second unit. The first unit, he might be out there for a while. But I don't think, you know, especially for the first maybe couple of games, I think LeBron's going to kind of take over. And I think hopefully throughout the year that he will relinquish not having the ball so much in his hands. And I think that's where Lonzo Ball, I think that's where he would kick in at. I think that's where he's going to kick in and show who he is. Put the young guys out there with the second unit, with Ingram, Kuz, him. You got Lance Stevenson and McGee. I think those guys can kind of run. And I think Lonzo kind of not like LeBron, but I think he has the mentality to pass a lot, wanting to get his teammates involved. And I think Lonzo, what he does well, he's played pretty good defense. I don't see him getting burned like a Harden, but I see him rebounding a lot. I think he had almost 8 rebounds. So I think his rebounds can be almost 10 to 11 rebounds and assists be maybe 10, almost a triple double throughout the year. I think he can do that because he won't have as much pressure on him to do so much. And he can learn on how to instruct the offense, how to get dog in him. I think Rondo, people say he'll start. I think he will start in crucial games, playoff series. But I think you still have to test Lonzo because you don't really know what you really have yet with veteran players to kind of teach them and bring them along. So when they make mistakes, you can teach them and tell them where they went wrong at. And I think Lonzo will definitely respect LeBron. And I think he will respect Rondo, too, because they really have kind of more similar games. Rondo and Lonzo, if you really think about it, versus LeBron, you know what I'm saying? Both can't really shoot. Can't really shoot free throws, but they can affect the game in a lot of ways without scoring. So I think they maybe can coexist in some kind of way, but we got to wait to see how the roster goes. But I like the moves that they're doing. Championship, I don't see that. I see maybe from the 4th to the 7th slot. I think that's where they're kind of be at, maybe 48, 52 wins. I think that'll kind of be where it's at. I think the Blazers, I think that was a catch fire year. New Orleans, we'll see. I mean, they went to the playoffs, I think, Davis maybe third year, and I think they missed it 1 or 2 years until they got Boogie. And the trade, they didn't go that year, but the next year they went, it was this year. So we'll see kind of how that goes. Davis have his moments. Looking like a real bona fide superstar, like no doubt. Some days you'd be like, I don't really see him carrying it too much. He's more of more of a winger, more of a Scottie Pippen behind the scenes. I don't know if he has the grit yet. So I think that was a kind of anomaly this year. I think they play a lot with Ron, like I said, with Rondo, and Rondo does a lot of things that if you're not watching the game, you probably don't know, calling out plays. Knowing the offense, knowing who to get the ball to, where to get the ball to. I think those things are important. And Holiday played very good off of Rondo. But sometimes you got to give Rondo credit about his mental game. I mean, he definitely knows how to elevate people around him. Utah, we'll see. Now it's expectations. Expectations, especially a sophomore year, it can come with a lot. It can definitely come with a lot, especially with a rookie, how he played. People didn't expect that, so people was definitely going to respect that and respect him for sure this year. So we'll kind of see. I mean, they might get in, get out. I think Oklahoma, I think they're going to be pretty good. Once again, I think they struggled to get in this year. They didn't coexist, but Carmelo Anthony, I mean, look, man, I've never been a Carmelo Anthony fan. I think he's always been a little overhyped, and I think the game has kind of passed him by. I mean, you got to give props where it's due. He can score, but he never can make his teammates better to me. He never made his teammates better. It always felt like he just got his, and that was it. I just never seen him, like, just get better at his game. You know, and he's going to be one of those athletes you say, man, if he was in better shape or better team, like, he could have been something better. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I kind of feel with Carmelo Anthony. I think some people need criticism to get better. I think Carmelo Anthony is that particular player. I think if he had more criticize him or be more critical of him, I definitely think his game would have been better. But sometimes as athletes, I'm assuming, if you don't get criticized, you feel like I ain't really doing nothing wrong. Maybe in New York or whatnot. But he was always off the radar kind of a player. So I think Oklahoma is going to get better. I think with those two particular guys, I think they're going to definitely be better this year. Robinson, I like his defense, but Lord, man, he cannot shoot the ball and shoot free throws. So, I mean, we'll see. I think there was a better defensive team when Robinson was on the floor for sure. And when he was off, I think the game definitely did change. So I think Oklahoma would be around the same 7th, 6th seed. I think they'll be there. Rockets would be good, but can't trust Chris Paul, his injuries. I mean, I love the guy. I mean, he balled out this year. I mean, he got my respect for sure. I'm not saying I didn't respect CP3, but big moments, I just didn't see it. I didn't see enough of it. And this year he showed it to me major, him and Harden. And I don't see Harden as a superstar. I know you're like, whoa, what? Are you crazy? Okay, let me explain. Harden, regular season, superstar. But to me, to be a superstar in my mind, this is just my opinions, is when you get into the playoffs versus regular season, playoffs are, they know everything you do. And can you do it better even when they know what you're going to do? Are you going to be the same or are you going to be better? And it always seems like the higher the stakes, the more he shrinks to me. You know what I'm saying? Oklahoma, when they play in the championship, they say, okay, he was young. Okay. Even when the Rockets came back from a 3-1 against the Clippers, you notice he wasn't in the lineup when that went on. I think it was like Josh Smith and those guys. He's never there in the big moments. I mean, when they played the Warriors, he just wasn't there in the big moments. And even when they played the Warriors, first game he went off, I think he went off for like 40. And after that, man, I think he was like 3 for 40. He was missing all kinds of shots. Like, he was not consistent. His role players played good. All of them played good. And Chris Paul balled out every shot the Warriors made. Chris Paul came down. And that's, to me, knocks you down from a superstar. You know what I'm saying? And I don't believe a lot of people are superstars. We categorize superstars from making a lot of points. But me, it's just, how do you make your teammates better? And how do you elevate consistently to that next level? You know what I'm saying? And I think him finally winning the MVP might help him, because now he got his success and he got his money. Now I think maybe his attitude, his thought process might change. You know what I'm saying? Because he just do a lot of dribble, instead of catch, shoot, move, pass. You know what I'm saying? It's easy for me to say, I'm not an NBA, but to me it's just too much dribbling. And he just don't do enough for me personally. So, technically, yes, he's a superstar. But when it comes to the playoffs and the regular season, he shrinks. So, I don't see him as a superstar in my mind. Then you got the Warriors. You already kind of know what that's going to be. So, again, man, I think the Lakers is going to definitely be there. I think they have a great lineup. And I think LeBron is definitely going to help these young guys out. And I think it's going to be a learning tool, and I think it's going to be big, especially for next year, if they get a Davis or Clay or even Cousins for a discount. You know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be big. So when another superstar come, they're going to be a little bit battle tested, and they're going to know what I need to do to get better and play at a higher level. And I think that's big. I think that's huge, because you can't. Being battle tested, I mean, you know when you're down 3 or up 2 or closeout game or come back or don't get closed out. Those things matter. Mentality matter. That's where you get your grit and your mentality. Are you going to quit? You know, and I think that's going to help all those guys out. And you're going to know who's in it and who's in it and who's ready to be battle tested and fight through it. You know what I'm saying? Who's the weak link? Who's the strong link? And you need to know these things so you can release guys, trade guys. He's not ready for the big stage, because now it's expectations for the Lakers. Now you're going to see guys be criticized. You can do it. You can't do it. You'd be great 1 minute, hate it 1 minute. And can your locker room stay together while you're going through it? That's the key. And that's good for these veterans, to be there to help them out while they're getting criticized, when they have bad games, when they're not playing good, when Lonzo is bricking or not making layups, or Kuzma is not balling out, or Ingram. That's where the veteran leadership like LeBron is definitely going to come through and help them out through the criticism, because that's when you know you're a great team, when you're getting criticized, especially LeBron, I don't care. I mean, the Warriors won the championship, but you would have never known because they talk about LeBron so much. Like, every day, every second. That's how much spotlight is on him. So imagine being in a Lakers uniform. That's a big brand. You know what I'm saying? That's a big brand. It's the Yankees, the Lakers, and the Cowboys. Those are big, big brands. Big brands. So anything and everything they do, I mean, LeBron's used to. He's been dealing with this since 16. So these other guys have dealt with it on a smaller scale. Now you're going to be on First Take or Uninterrupted. You're going to be on all these shows constantly. So you got to check your ego and you better play well. So I think it's going to be a great season. I think it's good for LeBron that he has young guys who's hungry, ready to learn, ready to put it under their wings. So I think it's going to be exciting for the NBA, even though you already know what the Warriors is going to be. So I think that's what most people are going to be excited about versus the Warriors. People already kind of know. So I don't want to say a championship, but I mean, it's pretty high. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty high. You know what I'm saying? So we'll kind of see, man, and what he does, man. I mean, again, I don't know why people don't go by the LeBron model, because people catch the LeBron model when it's too late. You know, these teams are not loyal to these players, period, point blank. They've never been loyal. They won't be loyal. I mean, one of the greatest players of all time, Michael Jordan, I mean, they were trying to fire Phil Jackson, and Michael Jordan wouldn't let it have it. He's like, if you don't bring him back, I'm going to retire. I mean, this is how crazy it is. You know what I'm saying? One of the greatest players that we call great, that they want to break up a team that they just won a championship on. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, the old school models that with one team, that just don't happen no more. I mean, Dwayne Wade kicked him off. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I mean, it's like a transition to Kawhi Leonard or Tony Parker. You know what I'm saying? When we have a need for you, we love you. Anything that you want us to do, we'll do. As soon as we can use you up, we got to kick you to the curb. We can't have you here. We don't need you anymore. And that's why I like LeBron model. You do what I need you to do. This is a business, and I'm going to treat it like a business. And that's what he did, even with the Heat, being smart. I signed a 6-year deal, but the 4th year, I can opt out. Meaning, I trust you. I don't trust you that much. You know what I'm saying? With my career. And that's how you do it. And people get mad, but you got to take it in your hands. You can't blame nobody else. You got to outsmart these guys. Even when LeBron went back, he won a championship, but he knows this is a business move, and he knows business and how they do things, because when he stopped being good, they're going to trade him. They're going to do anything they need to do to get better. And Kawhi Leonard, and see how they do you, they'll just put you anywhere, you know. Or DeMar DeRozan, he loved Toronto. He wanted to be this Toronto forever. Signed the contract, lied to the man's face. And guess what? Oh, we said better player, bigger fish. We got to trade you. We got to let you go. And that's why now he's going to learn. Like Richard Jefferson said, the hardest thing is your first breakup. Then after that, you're just like, whatever. Whatever's in the water, I just go get. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's kind of sad, but it's true. You know, it's kind of sad, but it's definitely true. You feel me? But, you know, that's kind of how it goes, man, when you're dealing with these kind of trades. But I definitely think Toronto blew their whole future. They're pretty much, it's an atomic bomb waiting to happen. So if they don't win the championship, which I highly doubt, with the inconsistent point guard, he's always inconsistent. People call him an all-star, call him an average player. He don't do enough for me. They don't do enough for me. I mean, they're okay. I think they'll be pretty good, but they don't do enough for me to believe that they will beat Boston or they will beat the Sixers. Maybe the Sixers. I think they have a better chance with the Sixers. But when Kawhi Leonard, to me, when he say he's going to go, I think he's going to go. I think he's going to go to L.A. I don't know if it'd be the Clippers or the Lakers. Best bet would be the Lakers. If he's trying to get a shoe deal and get into that kind of business, I think that'd be the best thing for him. But Toronto pretty much told everybody, look, we're going for it all, and we're just blowing our future. So Toronto fans get used to being back to the not really that good anymore system. So, I mean, it happens. I mean, you just got to kind of deal with it. You know what I mean? And that's what it's going to be, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? I disagree with what I agree what the Spurs did. Toronto, I disagree. I think it's harder. I'm in Sacramento, so I've seen the Kings, you know, when they're at their height, man, and people say you need to rebuild. You know how hard it is to rebuild? I mean, it's hard. Now, some teams can do it, but if they got a core guy, it's easy to surround yourself around this one great player. But look at Orlando. I mean, they have not been the same. I mean, it's a hard thing to see what Atlanta is going through. I mean, it's a hard thing to go through when you lose a star or a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, man, I'd rather always be in the playoffs. Maybe not win, but if I win 50 games a year as a fan, I mean, I love it. At least you get to feel some kind of good, you know, with basketball. I mean, it's 82 games. So when you're losing, like, you're really losing. Versus football, it's only 16, which it hurts more because it's once a week. But it's 16 and you're done. You're like, okay, I'm out of here. Baseball, 162 games, that's a lot of losing. You know what I'm saying? And some of these GMs, owners, I mean, they need to be held accountable for something. They need to lose money. They need to lose draft picks. It needs to be some kind of consequence for having these teams just lose. It's just awful to see these teams just lose the way they lose. You know what I mean? And, you know, especially being here in Sacramento, I mean, Lottie Devox trying, I guess, but we have so many big men. I mean, we could start a big men's club, you know what I mean? And not enough wings and guards, but I'm just saying for a team that's trying to rebuild, we've been trying to rebuild for over 8+ years now, you know what I mean? It's not easy. It comes with luck. It comes with a good GM, a good front office. I don't know if I'm in a small market, I would do above and beyond things. Maybe, hey, let people use my plane. Maybe some attachments to like massage therapy, things of that nature, man, to keep people engaged into smaller cities. But anyway, just get back to Kawhi Leonard, man. I think that was a good deal for the Spurs. I think, I mean, they got what they needed to get. They got a pretty good player, a borderline average to an all-star player. When he wants to, I think the system is going to fit him very good. I don't think he has to be the man. I think when he plays DeMar DeRozan with the Spurs, I think he's definitely going to, I want to say flourish, but pretty much be the same. You know what I'm saying? He can't really shoot threes like that. He's gotten better this year, but we'll kind of see how it goes. I think Kawhi, I think he's going to play this year. What level? We'll see. I think he's going to be 24 point a game score. So we'll see. Maybe they have the gift of keeping somebody out there in Toronto. I mean, we'll see. I've got to kind of have to see where everything goes. But you just got to watch out for things of that nature. So that's all that I really had today when it comes to the Lakers and Kawhi Leonard that I didn't really hear out there too much. But we'll definitely see what happens. But that was pretty much on my mind today, so I definitely will lock in more with some more videos, and we'll definitely talk about some more topics. Training camp will come up, talk about the Cowboys for sure, we'll talk about the Lakers for sure, we'll talk about the Kings for sure, just topics, man. I'm definitely going to be on this a little bit more, so just be patient with me, and I'm going to squeeze, like I said, more topics and stuff in there, man. My YouTube will be running pretty soon, putting some videos and audios. Hopefully I can get people on, definitely talk about different kind of topics about sports, definitely debating for sure. So I'll be locked in and I'll be loaded, man. So just kind of fill in and kind of rock with your boy. And I definitely see y'all next time, man. Peace.